This is Radio.
Hi, this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Execution of a prominent Shiite critic of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family has caused international outrage and a serious escalation of diplomatic tensions in the region, with unrest predicted in the Shia-majority community. Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who among 47 people was executed on Saudi Arabia Saturday, was a widely revered Shiite Muslim cleric who was convicted in 2014 of sedition and other charges and sentenced to death. He was an outspoken critic of the kingdom's ruling Saud family and a key leader of the Shiite protest in Saudi Arabia in 2011. Israeli police on Saturday identified a suspect in a shooting outside a Tel Aviv bar that killed two people and wounded at least seven others. Relatives of Nashat Melem, an Israeli Arab, reportedly recognized him from security footage at the scene of Friday's attack and notified authorities. It's unclear if the shooting is tied to the current wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. One woman in Tel Aviv told reporters, "These are tough times.
It's very scary because it's happening all over the world."
An almost daily wave of Palestinian stabbings, shootings, and vehicular attacks have killed 21 Israelis in recent months. More than 130 Palestinians have died in Israeli defensive measures. United States on Saturday criticizing Rwandan President Paul Kagame's decision to seek a third term in 2017. He announced his decision in a televised address, saying the fact that the country voted in a referendum to allow him to run is good reason enough to pursue the other terms. This is VOA News. Four-way talks are set to begin in Pakistan on January the 11th on a framework for reviving peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Representatives from Afghanistan, China, Pakistan, and the United States are scheduled to take part in the discussions in Islamabad. Pakistan hosted a first round of talks last July, but the negotiations stalled amid word that the insurgent spiritual leader Mullah Omar had died 2 years earlier. The Taliban kept the secret, apparently to avoid decisions or divisions, that is, in the movement over who would succeed him. As preparations for the new discussions take place, some observers cast doubt on prospects of any breakthrough given divisions in the ranks of the Taliban and conditions set by the two sides. Numerous people have died in a terror attack on an Air Force base in India's northern Punjab state. All five attackers were killed, and authorities say two Indian guards also died during a 15-hour battle, an attack seen as an effort to derail recent peace moves between India and Pakistan. The story now from Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Officials say gunmen dressed in army uniforms mounted an attack early Saturday at the Air Force base in Pathankot town, some 50 kilometers from India's border with Pakistan. The attackers used an Indian police officer's car, which was apparently hijacked the previous evening, to infiltrate the Air Force facility. Several gunmen and security personnel were killed or injured in the gun battle that raged for several hours. Ajay Sahani is the head of the Institute for Conflict Management in New Delhi.
Whoever is identified, it will be the same Pakistan-backed terrorist formations. And these have a long experience of attacking military and police establishments.
Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
China has created three new military units as it seeks to build a stronger, more efficient fighting force, and at a time when it seeks to strengthen its positions on maritime territory disputes. President Xi Jinping said the new units are being created to realize what he called the Chinese dream of a strong military. The announcement came a day after Beijing said it is building the second aircraft carrier in the latest design and the sign of Beijing's rapid modernization of its naval forces. China is engaged in tense territorial disputes with many Asian countries, particularly in the vast South China Sea, which Beijing claims almost in its entirety. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. VOA1. The best music now.
rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
Somewhere in- TV with my beanie low. Yo, I'll be over here.
Hip hop. It's new music on VOA 1.
Yeah.
Tell me, am I going crazy? Tell me, have I lost my mind?
Yeah.
Am I just afraid of loving? Kissing in the moonlight, movies on a late night, getting old. I've been there, done that, supposed to be high, better just go.
Yeah.
The night I wake up, my heart light me up, set fire to my soul, yeah. Cause I can do it anymore.
Yeah.
Give me that candlelight.
Yeah. just wanna go.
Stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. 'Cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right, man.
act like I never told you. How long I've been on ya?
Thank you. need some other love.
Show you how. Let my love in, let my love in. Lay
you're hurting, baby, stay your heart be free. You got a friend in me. I'll be your shoulder anytime you need. Baby, I believe. So if you're hurting, baby, stay your heart be free. You got a friend in me. I'll be your shoulder.
Let my love in, let my love in. Yeah. shines just like a star. And I swear I know her face. I just don't know who you are. Turn the music up in here. I still hear her loud and clear. Like she's right there in my ear. Telling me that she wants to own me. To control.